But we first turn to Wisconsin, where just 3 days into the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse, a juror has been dismissed. The judge saying that juror showed bias after making a joke about the shooting of Jacob Blake. That police shooting is what sparked protests in Kenosha last year, during which Rittenhouse shot and killed two people. News Nation's Julian Cruz from our station WGN joins us now. So, Julian, can you tell us what else happened in court today?
Well, Nicole, as you know, Jacob Blake is the Kenosha man who was shot 7 times back in 2020 by local police, leaving him partially paralyzed, and that ignited 3 nights of angry protests here in Kenosha. So news of the ugly joke allegedly told by the juror to another in the courthouse yesterday, leading to his abrupt dismissal.
I was told that while you were being escorted to the car the other day, that you began to tell a joke about the shooting of Jacob Blake.
Judge Bruce Schroeder confronting juror number 7 about his alleged joke, a joke read into the record at this Kenosha County courtroom, but not in the presence of the jury.
Why did the Kenosha police shoot Jacob Blake 7 times? My understanding that the rest of the joke is because they ran out of bullets.
Prosecutor Thomas Binger objecting to the ugly incident, but pointing to larger concerns.
There are a plethora of bad jokes out there about everything to do with all of this. This is one of them. But I think this, the rest of this joke, as it were, suggests a some sort of racial bias.
The juror in question defending his conduct, arguing the joke was unrelated to the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, an argument Judge Schroeder isn't buying, dismissing the juror before the jury returns to the courtroom.
Mr. Number 7 is no longer on the jury. I've dismissed him, so we'll proceed with the 19 of you.
Okay. Schroeder, who pushed to seat his jury quickly after just a single day of jury selection, voicing concern about public confidence.
I've talked quite a bit about public confidence in the outcome of the trial, and regardless of whether the issue is as grave as you presented it in terms of inner feelings, it is clear that the appearance of bias is present. And it would seriously undermine the outcome of the case.
Justin Blake, uncle to the partially paralyzed Jacob Blake, reacting to the so-called joke.
It's one day picking a jury clearly shows the flaw in that when this man was sitting within the jury box.
Now, a witness who tried to save the life of Joseph Rosenbaum, one of two individuals who were killed by Rittenhouse on that August evening of 2020. That witness taking the stand this afternoon, repeating what we have heard in other testimony, that Rosenbaum appeared to be unarmed. However, Rittenhouse's defense attorneys arguing that Rittenhouse feared for his life and that he was trying to disarm Rittenhouse. In Kenosha, Julian Cruz, WGN News.
All right, Julian, thank you for that.